Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and those who don't identify as either, you are listening to an extra special episode of Ratchet and Respectable, the Odyssey Edition. We're here today with one of my very favorite people in the whole wide world. I call her my sister. I call her sister my sister and her mom mom. And her brother's brother. Like, I'm officially family. But her name is Davida Selvi. Say hi to the people, Davida.
Hi, guys.
Hi. I mean, in addition to being, like, a wonderfully amazing person, she also has, like, a full-time job and does, like, magical black girl shit. But Davida is the, are you, like, the owner, the founder, the creator?
D, all of the above.
All of the above. She does all the things for Caitlin and Ajua. What do those names mean? Caitlin is...
Kate is my grandmother, Lynn is my sister, and Ajua is my mother's Ganyan name.
I love
which
it.
Which is also your Ganyan name.
It's also my Ganyan name. Yes.
It means girl born on Monday.
Yes.
Ajua.
I have a whole, like, necklace. Remember I brought, like, that necklace
you
in Ghana?
Did.
I did.
Yes, from the art center.
Yes, and I made everyone call me Ajua the whole trip and was signing my dear mom letters, like, love Ajua. My mother was like, who?
We have to get your mom's Ganyan name as well.
I don't know what day of the week my mom was born on.
We'll figure it out.
Does she know? Anyway, we are here with Davida. Davida and I are in the middle of nowhere in Mexico. We're on a small island, 2 hours away from Cancun, and then a 20-minute ferry, and then like a 40-minute golf cart ride from the ferry. We're in the middle of nowhere.
The middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
I'm crashing the Odyssey.
I love it. You're on the Odyssey, whatever. Davida and I have been posting pictures and videos and a whole bunch of stuff from this trip, and everyone wants to know, of course, where we are. And I'll share that as soon as we leave. There's a security issue, just, you know, whatever. But people want to know, like, about travel. They want to know, like, how are you traveling? Like, how does this whole process work? What are you doing? How do you plan these trips? How do you pick where to go? So I wanted to do a Ratchet and Respectable episode with one of my favorite travel partners. Like, we've been here in Ghana and Kenya.
And Kenya.
And Savannah. We're supposed to be in Brazil.
We've done local and international travel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's one of my favorite travel partners, and so I wanted to, like, talk travel with her. Because, oh, in addition, we didn't even mention that part. The KLA goes to Ghana. We skipped over. That's the important part.
One of the, like, important parts.
That would matter.
Yeah, so in addition to Caitlin and Ajua's skincare, we have KLA goes to Ghana, which is the travel leg of our company. We try to be as open as possible, so you can see where your skincare products are from. You know, the shea butter comes directly from Ghana. So my sister and I decided, you know what better way to show people where shea butter is from than to create a 7-day vacation, completely curated. Of course, we had to tap our sister, Demetria, to come on the trip with us. And we had been talking about going to Ghana together.
Forever.
So it only made sense for Demetria to come to Ghana with us. And KLA Goes to Ghana was born.
You know, when our conversation about Ghana first started, on the Savannah trip, our very first detour for that trip was we went to a plantation.
Yes.
And yes. You being, like, you know, literally African and American, we went to this plantation And we were like, this is some bullshit.
Yes.
And we need a beginning that doesn't start, you know.
What did she call the...
A duplex?
A duplex.
It was a slave quarters with an upstairs and a downstairs. Like, it wasn't like an upstairs. It was like a loft space,
I
guess. It
was like two steps. And
yes.
And you were like in another level of...
Yes. And it only existed so you could like hoard more people into a small ass space with like nothing in it.
She kept calling it a duplex.
And
we were like, we're out of here.
And was like, it's very comfortable. And then she said, like, people lived in there, like, descendants of enslaved people lived there until, like, the 1960s. Mm-hmm. And she was like, see, you can see, like, the psychedelic wallpaper. And I was, the fuck?
And it was, like, generations of families. Like,
yes,
grandma,
who loved it.
Yeah, they loved it.
It's like nobody would live on a fucking plantation.
Yeah.
But
that's when I started telling you about the slave castle.
Yes.
In Cape Coast.
Yes. And I was like, you have to take me home with you next time you go to Ghana. And... Yeah.
I thought our Ghana conversations started in Kenya when I was telling you about...
Oh, shit.
getting braids.
Oh, your auntie.
Yes.
It has the... Yes.
And I was like... I was explaining her whole compound and all the girls, they do braids.
Just
and
a braiding
anyone
compound.
Who has been to the KLA trip, they have probably gotten their braids done from my aunt. So her and my mom, back in the days, had this whole conversation about starting like this braiding compound. She had a teaching school teaching girls how to braid and decided to create like a full school compound. You can come in, get your hair done. And I was telling Demetria about it because it costs maybe $15, $15 to $20, depending on how fancy you want to get. You want to do the razzle dazzle, it might be $25. But full braids, and they come in the morning, 6 o'clock in the morning. They pray together, they sing together, they eat together, and then the day gets started. And then it's maybe 30 girls.
Yeah.
And they're all doing hair, mani, pedi. Like, the school has grown. They have all of the offerings that you can think of for your beauty services. And we were talking about that on the beach in Kenya.
Yes.
And you were like, yeah, I gotta come.
Yeah. I wanted to meet your auntie.
And you did.
And I wanted to see the castle. But I was like, this woman sounds fascinating.
She is so fascinating.
I was like, who is this?
The dopest businesswoman ever.
Yeah.
Like, you want to see women hustling and their businesses? Go to Ghana.
Go to Ghana.
Yeah.
The market women.
Yeah.
They hustle.
Yes.
Yes. Which people would know if they traveled.
If they traveled.
To Ghana.
Yeah.
But so we want to get the audience, like, traveling more. Like, they people want to go. They have funds to go. Because my girls got good jobs. My ladies.
Sure. Whenever we go to Ghana, on the KLA Go to Ghana trip, we sit around at the opening night dinner. And we're like, oh, how'd you hear about the trip? And they're like, oh, Demetria. And most of these women are like, oh, I don't need a payment plan. I'm paying for the trip outright.
Like, sis.
We are ready to go. But it's also like just getting out of your comfort zone a little bit. We make it a little easier because we put together the full itinerary. You know that you're going to be traveling with like-minded travelers. I think a lot of times what holds us back is waiting for our friends to get ready. So I'm waiting for my four other girlfriends to come. But, you know, like Demetria, just plan it. Someone would jump on the trip.
Yeah.
You know?
I think every single trip that I've ever been on solo had started out with, like, as a group trip.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, everybody's going to come. And then one by one, everybody drops out. And they'd be like, well, I'm out.
Yeah.
They'd be like, you still going? Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And now I just book it and then send the itinerary out. I'm like, y'all got jobs. Y'all got, like, you know, time off or your own situation, so.
All of my epic trips have been just a last minute, hey, I'm going here.
Yeah.
And then you have maybe one or two people who are like, I'm coming with you.
That's how you ended up here.
That's exactly how
I was like, here's the itinerary for the Odyssey. I sent it out to a bunch of people. Like, I sent it to you at, like, 9 a.m. and you hit me back at, like, 5 and was like, I'll be in Cancun.
This is my flight.
When you get there, I'll be in the Sky Lounge. So you did.
And there's no Sky Lounge in the
That's
airport,
hilarious.
By the way.
You're like, I'll be wherever. I'll get there before you. Like, just hit me when you get there. And I was like, that's what's up. And that was that. It's easy. How do you choose where you want to travel? That's always, like, the big question people ask. Like, how did you end up there? Why there?
So for a while, I would look at wherever was having a glitch fair.
Mm.
So if it was cheap travel, look at the dates, figure out if I can go. Because when else would you ever be able to go to Brazil for like $150?
Yeah.
And you also get a couple of stops along the way. So like the glitch fare that I was able to get for Brazil, there was a stop in Peru. So we ended up staying 2 days in Peru, experienced that, and then went to Iguazu Falls and then bought a flight for like $60 from Iguazu to Rio. So it was just tacking on things, but first looking at glitch fairs.
How do you find a glitch fair?
Secrettravel.com. That was the website that I used to live on. Okay. Like whenever I felt very stressed or just overwhelmed with work, I would go and peruse secrettravel.com.
I love that.
If they had any glitch fairs, I would book it and then send it to a couple of friends who I knew were good for it. And I'm like, hey guys, this is what I'm doing. Let me know if you can come. And that was it.
I'm in Nomadness and Black Travel Movement, which is like two of like the biggest travel sites for Black people anyway. And they always post like, you know, like get your glitch fair. Like, that's how I found them. But I didn't even know about that site.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Secrettravel.com. And then once you've booked, then you go on like Instagram. You look at the hashtags. Pinterest, they always have amazing travel itineraries.
That's my go-to.
Yeah.
Like people are like, do you just like Google? And I'm like, no, I go to Pinterest first.
Go to Pinterest. And they have like a full list of best restaurants, best hotels, photographers, wherever you're going. That's another thing too. Hiring a professional photographer for a day.
I've never had one.
Really?
Never had a professional photographer. I either shoot my own stuff, because I always have like my tripod with me.
Well, you're a content creator. Well, but the average person who's traveling, they don't know how to create their own content.
See anybody with a DSLR, the big ass camera, they know how to shoot.
Yeah.
So they'll get you a decent shot.
You travel with your equipment.
I do.
Most of us just have cell phones that we travel with.
I do. I mean, but we're recording this with a cell phone. Like, I mean, I have like my big ass Nikon. I have my Canon, my little tiny Canon that I could carry around in my purse.
Yeah.
Which is like DSLR quality. I paid a ton of money for that point and shoot. But it's a really good camera.
Yeah.
And it goes everywhere without being heavy. So
that's another thing too. A lot of photographers are starting to like give their secrets on how to get amazing photos on iPhones.
Yeah.
Like when you see like the hashtag shot on an iPhone, they probably have some like tips and tricks on how you can edit your photos, what filters to use, and it ends up looking professional. But if you want to like just enjoy the moment with your friends, look up the hashtag of like a professional photographer wherever you're going.
Yeah.
And they can like capture the moment for you. Because there's nothing like going back and looking at photos from like 5 years ago on a trip that you were on with some of your girlfriends and you just had an amazing time. Or your vacations.
Yeah.
You know? Gotta capture the moment.
I like that ish. Like even like editing videos.
That's all right.
Like call her my former intern, but she's like my kid at this point. But she edits everything. Like she does professional quality work that she actually like charges people for. It's professional quality, but she edits everything on her phone.
That's so dumb.
Like she just sitting, like she's like, what, 30, whatever. So like she's like, oh yeah, laptop for
the
what?
Young folk know how to do it.
She's like, I just edit on my phone. I was like, okay, I need an actual laptop for that.
Yeah, and I bet her stuff looks amazing because
it looks 10 times better than mine.
People are posting for Instagram.
Yeah.
Right? So like if it's on Instagram, it's like the perfect 4x3 image. You can see it on your phone anyway. You don't need to like necessarily blow it up. It's not, you know?
Exactly. Exactly.
There's so many creative ways to do it.
Yeah. Where, if you're not doing like a hack fair, like how do you figure out like where you want to go?
Pinterest.
You just like make Pinterest pages?
Mm-hmm.
Same.
Yep. Pinterest, like top travel sites. Or like top travel destinations, and you know, just sort of like do your research on each place, and you're like, I've never been. It wasn't even on my list, but let's go.
Yeah, like you just see pictures or something.
Yeah.
That's how I ended up in Istanbul. I still
haven't been to Istanbul.
Oh my god, you gotta go to Istanbul. It's cheap as shit. Like the hammams, Felice. I'll tell you the Felice story later. It's like this woman built like someone's grandma. She like scrubbed the shit out of me. And just thought
you
it was great to like point out how dirty I was. And I was like, I'm looking, I'm like, oh my gosh, she's calling me dirty. And then I looked at my arm and I was like, I'm filthy. Like, I feel like I've never been cleaned before until Felice scrubbed me down.
Jeju Spa in Atlanta.
Where?
Jeju Spa.
Oh, then I need to go there too.
Yeah, I have to take you there.
Yes.
I mean, there are nicer places, but
I want
if
the
you're
scrub
in Atlanta,
down.
Jeju is where you can get a good scrub down.
Okay, that's what I want in my life.
Yeah.
We'll do that when we get to Atlanta.
Perfect.
Which is the next spot on the Odyssey. No, sometimes I just follow like really dope people. Like I remember I went to Brazil partially because you were going to Brazil and you'd introduced the idea. So I was like, oh, like I didn't really want to go to Brazil solo.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, I'll just meet you. Were you there with Giannis? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I'll meet you and Giannis there. And then I don't know what my dates were, but I ended up traveling with like another friend.
Yeah.
And we didn't meet you guys.
We kept,
but
like crisscrossing.
Yeah.
And never met up.
Never met up.
But I still need to go to Bahia. Like, the way that you painted that picture of being in Bahia, I said I have to go.
It's like Brooklyn, but everybody speaks Portuguese. It's freaking amazing. It's like living in Essence. Like, it's like very like black woman centered. Like, you're just like, you've walked, like Essence has come alive.
This is why you're a writer, Demetria. The way that you paint these pictures, I'm like, I have to experience it. I can feel what you're explaining. I want to go.
I'm good at what I do. Thank you. And then I remember, like, Panama, Alex Hardy, one of my favorite writers, was living in Panama because he's, I think he grew up in Virginia, and so he wanted to, like, speak better Spanish and, like, learn his, like, culture better. Mm-hmm. And so he moved to Panama, like, indefinitely. And I want to say he was, like, teaching English classes, dance classes, maybe both. And he was, like, doing the equivalent of, like, a Dear Mom. Like, he was just, like, doing these Facebook updates every day. But they were, like, so vivid and so, like, joyful. And he kept talking about the food. And I was like, no, fuck that. I'm going to Panama. So I, like, packed up for my 35th birthday and, like, went to Panama. And I was like, I'll see Alex while I'm there. And I did. It was great.
I love that. I love that so much. What do you think it is where people have that, like, up and go, right? Where, like, they, if, you know, like, they don't have any fear. And it's like, I'll figure it out. Let me just go somewhere for a while. Because not everyone has that.
You just bought a house in Ghana and you're asking me that?
Well, I'm Ghanaian as well, right? So I didn't buy a house in, I don't know, a place that I've never been. I have family in Ghana.
Okay, fair.
Right? So it's still a comfortability. Kenya was the only other African country that I've been to besides Ghana.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought you had bounced around.
I haven't explored Africa as much as I would like to.
No, that was supposed to be our plan.
That was our plan.
Before COVID, like, I was like, my lease was about to be up and I was going to put all my stuff in storage. And moved to Ghana for at least like 6 to 12 months.
Yeah.
At least.
Yeah.
And, you know, bounce around. First stop, Ivory Coast, because I was learning French.
Yes.
So we could go to the Ivory Coast.
And even remember that, I was like, I've never been, but I'm willing to go. Yeah. I have my Ghanaian passport now, so yeah. I can definitely explore Africa.
And
no, Kenya wasn't the first. South Africa was the first. South Africa was very different.
Yeah. South Africa feels like, I mean, it's very much Africa, but it doesn't feel like other parts of Africa.
It doesn't feel like West Africa.
No, it doesn't. Not West, not North, not East. It feels very distinctly different. But I love South Africa. What else? What else did people want to know? People didn't ask about budget, which I thought was interesting. I feel like my
that
readers...
That is interesting. I feel like the KLA goes to Ghana trips. That's the number one question I get.
It's like, how much does it cost?
How much does it cost? Or, like, how much should I expect to spend a day? So, like, with Ghana, the Ghana cities, it's like the... What is it? When you translate...
Conversion?
The conversion rate is 5 to 1. So your money goes a lot further.
Yeah.
When you travel outside of the United States, most of the time. Unless you're going to Europe. But I always tell people, I mean, as far as the food, the most expensive thing is to get to your destination.
Mm-hmm.
Once you get there, you can budget. Like, $100 a day is plenty for most of the places you're going in this world.
Yeah.
Right.
More than plenty.
Yeah.
And that's like, do crazy. Like, yo, we're going to get a massage on the beach.
Lobster and
we ate lobster yesterday and it was $40 each.
Yeah, $40 each. And that we was both the most expensive meal that we've had.
Yeah. And we both had, like, you had like lobster. I had the lobster quesadilla, which was stuffed with lobster.
Yeah.
And then like a bunch of drinks plus shots plus dessert.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say it was like, and that was like our ball out.
That was balling.
Yeah.
Like, and it was $40 each.
Yeah. We got a whole thing of champagne. I want to say the champagne.
Mm-hmm. The bottle of champagne was what?
The bottle? I want to say it was, yeah, 120. No. Because we got like the good-ish.
Okay.
Yeah.
So $120.
It's like 120 US. Which is like,
ooh,
slightly
girl,
more.
Let me check my budget.
Exactly. Which is slightly more than what you pay at the liquor store. That's but, right. You know. But yeah. We're also sitting in a teepee all day.
Right.
Yeah. So
and it also depends on like how much you shop. I realize I don't shop a lot when I go to places. Mm-mm. I pay for experiences,
yeah,
but I don't pay for like trinkets or
things like that. That was the best advice when I was maybe in grad school. My mentor professor Gary Belsky, who's still my mentor professor, mm-hmm. but he gave me that advice at like 20 somethings, like spend your money on experiences,
mm-hmm.
not things.
Yeah.
So you know, I didn't listen to that in my 20s. I bought a bunch of like designer
of
shit,
yeah.
Most of which I don't even have anymore. I have no idea what happened to most of that stuff, but now I spend it on experiences. Have a much better quality of life. Not as much stuff.
I did buy a necklace while we were here, though.
Yes.
But I loved it.
Yes.
Like, I could not stop thinking about it.
Well, that was the Susan Taylor advice.
Okay.
When I was, like, at her house.
What was her advice?
Buy art or jewelry in every destination.
Oh.
So, I was at her Hamptons house, and I walk into the basement, and it's, like, a perfectly curated art gallery. There's so much beautiful art, like tons and tons. It all blends together. You can just look at it and see that it's like from different places. So I'm like in awe at this wall. And she comes over and she starts, you know, pointing like, I got this piece and you know, I'm paraphrasing, but like Ghana in 77 and this in Haiti in like 88 and this in, I don't know, Jakarta, wherever. Mm-hmm. But she's just like naming off like all this different art and where she got it. And so she was like, you know, when I started traveling, I got a piece of jewelry and a piece of art in every destination. Mm-hmm. And so I think I got that advice when I was like 30 something.
I love that.
Right before I started bouncing around. Like the first place I went after that was Haiti. And I made like this big thing. Like, I've got to get art. I've got to get some art. But like now I have art.
Did you get a beautiful piece from Haiti?
I got a bunch of beautiful pieces from Haiti because Haiti has amazing artists. But like I have Haitian art. My dad has Haitian art.
Oh, that's
There's
beautiful.
A piece upstairs and a piece downstairs in their house.
Yeah.
I still have pieces rolled up. I got art that I don't even have places for.
Yeah.
Even on like those big ass loft walls, like still covered in art. But
that's such good advice though.
Yeah.
Like you walk into a home and you know, you can talk about the different places you've traveled. And I'm sure it reminds you of like the great memories that you had.
The places
place.
You've gone. Yeah.
What were some other questions that people had?
What did people? You have a whole notebook of things.
I told Davida
that I wanted to talk about travel and I wanted her to be on this episode. Because I've mentioned, like, Davida should be on this episode. Davida should be on Ratchet and Respectable, like, at least 3 or 4 times. So I was like, oh, I want you to talk about travel. And so Davida's very type A, like I am. She's more of a logistics person, but type A nonetheless. And so she made a list. I'm looking, it's a long list too. Like, it's like a big notebook and it's like a full page. So, like, she has tips. Because she was like, I'm not going to get on this podcast and then, like, have nothing.
And start stuttering.
Of importance to say. They want to know, how do you pack for a long trip? So, like, we're here in Mexico. I want to say this trip is 10 days,
mm-hmm.
but I'm on this odyssey for, I think, 29 days.
Yeah. My trip stops. 3 days.
Yes.
But that's a great question about packing for trips.
Yeah. How do you pack?
So I always, I have a large suitcase, right? So that's where I put like most of my clothes and shoes and all the things, like anything that can't go through TSA, you put that in your larger suitcase. You also just pack an empty duffel bag that can fit in the large suitcase as well. Especially if you plan on having like multiple stops along the way. And then you have your carry-on. And your carry-on, I always fill it with underwear because you never know what's going to happen with your large suitcase.
So
a couple of, like, just, you know, dresses that you can throw on. Travel-sized. Toiletries that you might need. A book. Whatever it may be. Just throw that in your carry-on. And then when you get to your destination, most hotels, they'll hold your large suitcase for you if you plan on going somewhere else. So when we went to Kenya, we stayed at, I can't remember the name of the hotel, but we stayed at a hotel, but then we decided to take a smaller flight to the beach. So we had that empty duffel, just packed that with a couple of bikinis and, you know, things that we needed for like 2 days. And then we were off.
Yeah.
Didn't have to worry about bulky suitcases and stuff, especially when you're on like those smaller planes.
Girl, you feel like you're about to fall out the sky?
That's right.
I always, this is going to sound terrible, and I'm not making fun of it. It's like, don't, like, cancel me. But I always think, it is. No, don't even laugh. I always think about, like, Aaliyah on the island shooting her video, and they were trying to get all that stuff back. And
for
that's
sure.
why the plane fell out the sky.
For sure.
So, like, I'm just, like,
those
I take,
planes,
like, the minimal that I possibly can. If I got to wear the same 2 dresses and, like, just, like, 2 bikinis, 2 dresses,
sure.
a pair of flip-flops, like, and leave all my hair products, I'm like, I want the minimal amount of stuff
sure.
so that this plane stays in the sky.
And honestly, like, even if there's a way that you don't have to be on those smaller planes,
girl,
I try to avoid it at any cost.
I'd rather take a bus, to be quite honest.
A bus, a ferry.
A car, whatever.
Get someone to drive. Because there are some places in Ghana where you can take a, like, 45-minute plane ride. Like, when I went to northern Ghana, to Tamale, where they have, like, the shea butter farms. You could take a 45-minute plane, but it's, like, those small planes. There's no telling all the turbulence. You feel every bit of it.
You feel, like, every bump, yeah.
Or you could take a 12-hour bus ride, and I was on that bus for 12 hours.
I'd rather
hours.
Take the bus. That's what happened in Haiti. Like, we took a small little plane to get wherever, and I was like, Lord, like, please, like, please, like, don't.
Yes.
And I was dead serious. The views were amazing. It was worthwhile, but it was a teeny tiny, I want to say maybe, like, 5-seater? It was teeny
that
tiny.
Is scary. Yeah.
It was teeny, teeny, tiny. And then coming back, I don't think we could find a plane. And so we drove through the mountains for 6 hours.
Okay.
And I was in the back seat, like I had to get out and throw up, like, 'cause I get car sick. Like, it was bad. But I was like, I'll take that over, we're going to get there in the car. Like, I trust the driver. The roads were paved. It was fine. But I was like, them teeny tiny planes in the sky, I'd just be paranoid the whole time. We're going to fall out the sky. Because it's like, just feel every bump. It's crazy.
As much as I love flying, those planes, I'm terrified the whole time.
But every time I've gone to, like, one of those, like, small airports with the tiny planes, they always have storage. Like, they've always, like, had lockers or something where you can, like, lock up your stuff. Or, like you said, you can just leave it at the hotel.
Yeah.
That's the easy way. For this trip, I deliberately packed 9 outfits.
For this stop?
For this, no, just for the whole Odyssey. I only have 9 outfits total. 9 outfits, a pair of booty shorts.
How'd you choose the outfits?
Okay, so this is weird. Because of the time of the year, where everywhere I'm going is hot. Like, so it's kind of the same outfits.
Yeah.
They just, you know, degrees of dressiness.
Right.
So there's, I only think there's like 2 things that I wouldn't wear more than once. Like, my dad is having his 80th birthday party. Mm-hmm. So I have a specific outfit just for that.
Okay.
I know that, like, New York outfits, I can't wear, like, the same half-naked stuff that I wear in Mexico. Because I've got to be, like, halfway dressed on the train so as not to get, like, harassed or groped. So, like, I have, like, more appropriate dresses for that.
Do you have a sequence outfit for Vegas?
No. I think I'm going to redo, like, the white linen jumpsuit.
Oh, that was fly.
For Vegas. I also...
And do it up with, like, a bunch of jewelry?
Oh, I have, like, elaborate heels that I shipped to my parents' house. Okay. So that's the other thing, too. So, like, my parents' house is halfway in the middle of the trip, or begins, like, the second half of the trip.
Okay.
So I can wash all my stuff and then pick up, like, the stuff that I've sent there.
Because
I have a whole different set of, like, sandals and, like, you know.
Heels.
Vegas-y stuff.
Okay.
And New York-y stuff that I'll have in Vegas. And D.C. stuff, because D.C. dresses up.
That's dope.
Yeah. So that's how I plotted that out. But otherwise, it would just be, like, I'd have to go to, like, a dry cleaner or go wash my clothes in the middle of the trip. Usually a hotel will wash your clothes. It's kind of expensive.
Yeah.
But it's convenient.
And then there are always, like, little boutiques wherever you go, right? Where you can get, like, a dress that you can throw on or something, right? Because I feel like Ghana, I never pack enough.
Mm-hmm.
But you can step outside the hotel on Osu. Like, in Osu, there's always, like, vendors that you could just buy a dress.
Literally, like, along the streets. It's like Wakanda. Like, the last scene in Wakanda where, like, they're walking through the market and there's, like, all of this, like, cloth in the background and everything. Like, that's kind of what that main strip is.
I'm sure there are lovely African countries, but Ghana, there's no place. Like, Wakanda has to be, like...
I can't speak for all of them. I've only been, like, 4.
Well, I just told you, I've only been to 2. However... I can only imagine Ghana has to be the best.
South Africa counts.
Okay, fine.
Don't make that face.
I mean, our food, the people, the art, the culture.
The food is like our food.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, I mean, which when I say our food, I mean, like, American black food, but also Brazilian black food, and also, like, Caribbean black food, because it's really all the same food.
For sure.
Seasoned slightly differently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, New Orleans is my favorite American city, because their food rivals Ghana's. Like, the way that they use okoro in all of their stew, or their food reminds me so much of Ghana food. The rice with every dish that they have, the extra stew that they put on things, and even, like, just the feel, the music. New Orleans reminds me of
that. Yeah. I got, like, okra stew.
Yeah.
And then the woman was like, "You want some crab with that?" And I was like, sure, because I'm from Maryland. Like, you never turn down crab, especially if you're, like, you know, coastal water city. And, like, I came, and, like, I tasted it, and I was like, girl, this ain't nothing but some gumbo.
Exactly.
And then y'all put a little extra spice in it. It was hot. It was spicy.
All about food is spicy.
But I was like, girl, this is gumbo. I know gumbo when I taste it. This is gumbo. My mother makes this. This is gumbo.
Okra stew, gumbo, same thing.
Same thing.
Which is part of the conversation we always have, right? About the cultures mirror each other.
Yeah.
You get to Ghana, and you're like, oh, Ghanaian mommy, same as big mom.
Yeah.
Back in the South.
Aunties are aunties. That doesn't change.
Aunties.
Yeah.
Like, we held on to our culture.
Yeah. Just mismatched it with some other things, various ways in different places, but it's the same core. Like, when I went to Bahia, like, I went to this street festival. It was, like, Afro-Brazilian Day or something. And so all the girls are out there, and they have, like, big poofy hair. And the vendors had, like, fried chicken, peanuts, watermelon, black-eyed peas. The dancing, like, they had different dances, but I was like, I know that rhythm, like, that's all the same. The music, drums, like, And then they had, like, the thing that really tripped me out is they had, like, these t-shirts. You know, like, in Brooklyn when we go to festivals, they're like, I love black people. Right. I love my hair. I love my lips. I love my nose, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. It was the same t-shirt in the same font, just in Portuguese.
That's so dope.
And I was like, I feel like I'm in Brooklyn. Like, yes. I feel like I'm on, like, Atlantic Antic. That's what it felt like, just, like, being, like, in the middle of Bahia. And I was like, I could live here. I just don't know no Portuguese.
You can't outdo black people.
You can't. I mean,
around the world.
It's, like, I mean, all black people, not just all Americans. Black. All black people.
All black people.
Worldwide.
Same.
What do you do for solo trips?
I've never taken a solo trip.
What?
I've planned. Wow. So Brazil was supposed to be a solo trip, but I sent it to a couple of girlfriends. And not even like, hey, guys, come with me. It was, this is what I'm doing for my birthday.
Yeah.
And very similar to how I crashed the Odyssey, Giannis sent me a message by the time I got to work and was like, this is my flight information. I'm
coming
with you.
Boom. I love Giannis.
And then I went to Germany by myself, but I knew someone who was living there.
Okay.
So the only time that I was really by myself navigating was getting from the airport to her apartment.
Yeah.
Which was a whole movie, but that's another topic.
Yeah. That's the thing. People always often think that I'm by myself. A lot of my friends just don't like to be in my pictures on social media because my audience can be a little, you know, not everyone, but some people just like, you know, get a little, you know, extra. And they're like, I don't want that shit. Like, that's you.
Right.
You're like, you know, faux celebrity, whatever. Like, you go do that bitch.
No, faux celebrity. Go away.
Like, it's listen, weird. It's weird to say that. It's weird.
I have to play publicist with you the whole time.
I mean,
we met these beautiful women on the beach.
15.
And they're like, one girl was like, oh, Demetria, I know you. And then her friends were sort of trying to piece things together. Like, so what do you do? And this one is like, I'm a writer. I was like, God.
Am I not a writer?
She has a whole movie on TV One.
I mean,
based on a book that she wrote. What are you talking about? You have a podcast. You have, like.
She didn't ask all. She didn't tell me everything that you do.
Listen,
she said, what do you do?
You
the core of what I do.
I do all of it. I am a creator in every sense of the word.
Yeah, telling people you're a content creator makes you sound like you're broken living
you
at home.
Talk your shit. I do all the things.
Like, I do all the things. I'm magical.
And her girl was sitting there like, I came to Avelle in Brooklyn in D.C. My friend loves you.
She did say that.
And you're playing, like, humble Henrietta. So her friend was like, this doesn't make, like, who are you for real? Like,
because, like, the story's not adding up. Like,
one girl came over like, I went on your Instagram the other night. You didn't tell me. You are who you are.
I'm an employed black woman.
Listen.
I'm an employed black woman. That's who I am. I'm an employed black woman.
That is a blessing.
With free time to travel.
Yeah.
So she was like, 30 days? Like, you ain't got to be in the office? No. Mm-hmm. That's not quite my ministry right now.
And right now, you know, everyone's working from home.
Exactly.
They're working from around the world.
So exactly. Like, if you can. We met two girls in the hotel. They were like, oh, where are you from?
Oh,
we were
right.
Like, oh, we're from, like, L.A. and Atlanta. Like, where are you? And they're like, oh, we live here.
We live here. We moved here.
Like, oh.
And was living their best life.
Exactly. I didn't really know how to process that. I was like, oh. But they were down at the pool. Yes, they were down at the pool. They were like, two glasses for the champagne. Yeah. The good champagne.
That's another thing that I'm loving. I feel like every, like, group of black women who we run into, they have their bottle of champagne.
Mm-hmm.
They have, like, they're just doing it up. Living life their way.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
If you follow me on Instagram, I've been doing these Dear Mom stories. And today's Dear Mom story was about me and Davida basically got drunk in the middle of the day yesterday and then went and sat on the beach to like in a drunken stupor, which didn't feel drunk because we've been drinking like good liquor. And so I'm sitting in the middle of the water. Davida's on the beach and I'm yelling to her from the middle of the water an idea for a novel. So about this 42-year-old woman who goes on this odyssey after a divorce. And she meets up with, like, lovers old and new and the things that she learns from these lovers. So kind of
so
like
hot.
I know, right? I know. But essentially, I wanted to read, like, some sexy romance novel or sexy novel on this vacation. I couldn't find what I was looking for. And I was like, okay, yes, I can read, like, 7 Days in June or go read all of Tia's books, which I think I have on my bookshelf. But I was like, I just want something like hot and sexy about like a woman in her 40s because I'm a woman in her 40s. And I feel like people don't write about women in their 40s.
Yeah.
They write a bunch about women in their 20s, which is a great time.
Yeah.
But like the party ain't over.
And it's a great time, but you don't have like real money yet.
Yeah.
So you can't even live the life that you want to live yet.
Exactly. Exactly.
They should write about women in their 40s.
Exactly.
I have time, I have money.
Exactly. Yes.
And so, you're finally fine as hell in your 40s.
Exactly. Like, you still, like, you're cute.
Yeah.
And you're confident.
That's right.
There's a lot. And you got better clothes.
Yep. You got a therapist.
Exactly. You have a therapist. Exactly. There's a lot. You're drinking better liquor. Yeah. Like, there's a lot happening. But I'm yelling this story idea to Davida. And so I do a recap of, like, you know, this thing that I want to write about and how we've been, like, masterminding, like, our business plans for 2022 while drunk. On this trip. But this woman says to me, she was like, I feel like the story that you're telling, I have to do this suspension of disbelief because black women just don't have money like that. And all these stories, like the only way that black women get like a bunch of money is either divorcing someone with money or spending all of their savings. So I have to suspend disbelief. And I was like,
that is problematic.
Yeah, I was
so
like, sis.
And just not true.
And not true at all. And I was like, no, like I did an odyssey, which I didn't call it that, but 2018, I went to like 10 countries and 10 cities in 1 year, just like bouncing around. I mean, I was living at home, so I didn't have bills, but like still, like I had a savings account, which I feel like that's what I'd been saving the savings for.
Yeah.
Like you save to save just because in case you need it one day.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm a fucking mess. Like I need to like, you know, see some world, see something bigger than myself. So I'm not like just caught up in my own shit. So like,
but it's also sad too, that like clearly this woman, whoever said that, just hasn't seen women being able to live out loud.
Yeah.
Right? And even if you're not a celebrity or an influencer or whatever the case may be, there are plenty of women who have good paying jobs.
Yeah.
Who know how to save their money and spend it on things that they truly love, which might be traveling for a couple of months, right? Like there are some women who have work from home positions. There are a couple of people who came on the KLA Goes to Ghana trip and they were like, oh yeah, I could stay in Ghana for 2 months. And very comfortably. They have a 9-to-5. They just work from home, so they can work from
anywhere
in the world.
It's like I just need internet access.
They are like deep into the six figures, not like 101, but they're making great money.
The joys of 40.
Right?
Plus,
the joys of 40.
Or 35 plus.
And they're like, yeah, I don't have anyone that is like looking for me. I don't have a boss that I need to report to. I'm living life my way.
Yeah.
We get to do that.
Yeah.
And
also, too, because I know sometimes people are like, well, I have kids. Them kids got a daddy.
Those kids got a daddy.
That he's not babysitting.
Yes.
He is not watching them. He is raising his children in the absence of their mother while she is on vacation.
And some people are traveling with their kids.
Or you can do that too.
And like showing us how to do it in the most sexy way. You know,
No, Imani's like that.
Yeah.
Oh, we didn't talk about your thing.
Oh,
we totally
my
skipped
goodness.
Over your thing because that's how you met Imani.
Yes.
So, Davida, do you want to tell it? Do I want to tell it?
I can tell it.
Okay,
you
tell it.
I'll tell it. So, Caitlin and Najwa's skincare line. Recently, I got... how did this conversation start?
Back
Nikki Porche, she owns Buy From a Black Woman. and we've been friends for about 3 years. So she reached out and was like, hey, are you like an official Buy From a Black Woman vendor? Because I have an amazing opportunity coming up and I want you to be a part of it. So I went in, and we both go to Effect Fitness in Atlanta. I have to shout them out.
I love them.
So Nikki and I were working out at the gym one morning, 5:30. She was like, yeah, make sure that you sign up as a vendor because big opportunity coming up. Went home, made sure that I was an official vendor. Later on that week, we have a Zoom call and found out that our brands, I think it was about maybe 16 to 20 brands, we were going to be featured in the Buy From a Black Woman Inspire Tour presented by H&M. So our products were featured in H&M's around the United States. Like, this was a deal that Nikki had brokered for Buy From a Black Woman. And if you were a vendor under her company, you had an opportunity to showcase your products. So Caitlin and Ajua was highlighted in the Atlanta Atlantic Station store and in New York on Fifth Avenue. Like, y'all, that was such a monumental moment for me. Like,
I was so happy.
So happy and so thankful to Nikki. But while at Fifth Avenue, I'm talking to this lady. Mind you, all of the vendors who were there are like goals. I admire each of these women for different reasons. And I started talking to Imani, and she was like, oh, yeah, I grew up in PG County, and I know Demetria. I was on her podcast. I was like, oh, you know my sister. And she was telling us how she moved to Egypt with like no real plan, no real savings, met her husband there, and was just really going out there to like just live her life, see what else, you know, life had to offer. And ended up just loving it, meeting a man, they got married, they now have a baby.
It's three.
Okay. Oh, three kids.
No, he's the baby's three. It's one baby.
Oh, okay, one baby.
Yeah.
And the baby's three now.
Yeah.
And they have lived around the world, like starting from Egypt, and now they're in Mexico.
Yeah.
And she has products that help moms travel with their kids. It's like these travel bags, which were phenomenal.
Phenomenal.
But yeah.
That kid's passport is probably longer than mine.
Oh, I'm
he
sure.
be everywhere. Like,
I'm
everywhere
sure.
she goes, like, he's there.
So dope. But, and I mean, just seeing Black women are doing it on every stage, every
yeah.
level.
Yeah.
Like,
in every circumstance. Like,
every
they figure it out.
That's right. That's
I love
right.
it. What's Imani's like? Let me find her Instagram real quick. I think it's Imani Bashir.
I'm slightly obsessed with her.
Me too. She was like one of my favorite podcast like interviews. I mean, I say that about everyone, but like I really like her, and I'm biased because, you know, PG County. You can follow Imani on @sheisimanib, I-M-A-N-I, B as in boy. She is Imani B. She has a ton of followers.
She made me want to pack up and move to Egypt. I don't know anything about Egypt.
I ain't never been to Egypt.
The way that she made it sound.
Did she be stunting? Her head wraps?
Stunting.
Stunting. It's like I'm practicing hijab. Stunting.
And was just so generous and kind with like sharing information. Because every time I come across other women who have small businesses, I have all the questions. Like,
yeah.
How'd you start? Are you doing, you know, is this your side hustle? Is your full time? She gave all the details on like, you want to take this full time? This is what you do. Step by step.
Yeah.
This is what I did. This will be helpful. Contact me. Oh, by the way, this person, you know, they're doing ads on Spotify. Make sure you sign up for this program. And we were in H&M for like maybe 4 hours.
Yeah.
I have a notebook full of notes from her and all of the other women. I was asking Oasis Soul. She has like these beautiful candles. And I was asking her about, you know, her candles and how she ships some of her products in the summertime because my shea butter melts. I get all the angry emails from the customers. I lose money because I have to send them a new jar. So she gave me some tips. I mean, everyone was just so wonderful. And that's another thing, too, with, like, this community of Black women, right? Like, it's sort of like what you put out is what you get back.
Yeah.
You're helpful. You're kind. You're going to meet other helpful and kind people. Like, God don't play about his own.
His
you
own,
know?
Yeah. One thing that I absolutely love about what you're saying is that I think people think that, like, once you, like, start a business and you're running a business, then, like, you just know your business, but it's like a never-ending process?
Yes.
Because, like, I called you, and I was like, I'm about to do this, like, this merch line and these products, and how do I launch and a website and ship it and blah, blah, blah. And I loved it. Like, you're my go-to, and you're, like, going to other people with, like, that's help.
Like, a lifelong student of the game.
Exactly.
And it's, like, even when you know everything, there's always a way to
You never
do
know
better,
everything. Never.
Right? And, like, there's somebody else who's like, oh, listen, this is how I'm doing it. It's more efficient. You get to keep more of your profit this way.
Mm-hmm.
Try it this way, right? So it's like you're always just a lifelong student. Yeah. And I even love that about you, the fact that you called me. Because you've been running your own business for how long?
I didn't have merch, though. So I wasn't, like, shipping. Like, the shipping thing throws. That's a whole nother.
And so many levels to it, too. Like, girl, we were talking about this the other night, where it's like, you create content, but then there's so many other ways to elevate it or repurpose what you've already created.
Yeah.
Where, I mean, there's so many avenues.
Yeah.
Sky's literally
the limit.
Yeah.
It's work, though. Jesus.
It is so much work. Once you get rid of the idea that anything is easy, even when it comes to traveling.
Yeah.
Right? It might not be easy. It'll be worth it.
It'll be worth it.
Once you get to that destination, because it's annoying having to fill out the visa, having to make sure that you get your yellow fever shot, making sure that you're prepared. But then once you get there, it's like, okay, all this preparation was worth it.
Well, I think another part of the preparation, too, is like, you know, I do these sometimes like epic trips where I'm like gone for like really long periods of time and I do all this stuff and people are like, how do you know this? Like, how do you, like, I don't use travel agents,
right.
But I sit on Pinterest and we were talking about Pinterest, but I do that for
hours,
at least a week. And I do like hours a couple times a day, like going through everything. And I have a notebook of travel stuff. Like, I like to write things down too, but like I make a list of like, I want to go here and I want to go there. Like, I want to see this. Like, I start with
you're
like
good with your list.
Yeah.
Because even when we go to Ghana, you're like, oh, I found this restaurant. I'm like, I've never heard of it. You're like, all right, well, I'm going to go try it.
Yeah.
The aesthetic was beautiful.
Yeah. Well, sometimes I, like, when I go on Pinterest, I look for, like, the most Instagrammable places.
That's right.
So I'll start with, like, okay, what's cute? And then I'll see, like, what there is that I actually like.
Yeah.
Because I won't just go to something just to take pictures. Like, I have to actually enjoy it, and I'll take a picture while I'm there if it's, you know, lives up to the hype. But I do that, and then I also go on Instagram, and I don't look at the actual, like, the official page for the place or whatever. I look at the places that people who have been there have tagged it to see what it really looks like without all the filters and stuff.
Yes.
And to see, like, what they had to say about it. So that's how I figure out hotels, too.
Reading reviews is really important.
Yeah. Because there was a place I wanted to stay here, but the reviews were trash. And I was like,
eh. It looked pretty.
It was so pretty. It was like another, because there's so many tree houses. Mm-hmm. It was another one of the tree house situations. Like, the tree house that we stayed at, the first part of the trip, was a little more expensive, but also had, like, amazing reviews.
Okay.
And the pictures online didn't do it justice.
Did not. That tree house was epic.
It was.
Everything about it. You're walking on the grounds, and they have Palo Santo burning.
Mm-hmm.
In front of the spa. I mean, my God, that place was perfect.
It was so perfect. It was so amazing.
I mean, everything. It was Pinterest pretty.
Yeah. It was perfect. But even the Pinterest pretty.
Yeah.
Like, didn't even compare to, like, because I researched everything. Neither
did
this
place. The food was good. Customer service was phenomenal.
Yeah.
Oh.
Overall, the customer service here has, like, been really, really good.
A1.
It's A1. A really good place to be. What else? There's another question. Hair. People want to know, like, what do you do with your hair when you travel? Like, what's your hair? Do you have a hair ritual? Do you have a...
Get it braided.
That.
Normally,
it's not braided now.
It's not braided now because I was running away. I didn't really have time to even think about hair. I was so overwhelmed before this trip.
Mm-hmm.
It took everything in me. I just dumped all my clothes in a suitcase and just ran away. But, so the big bag that we were talking about earlier, making sure that all your hair care products are in there.
Yeah.
And normally, you know, with me, I need my pick, comb, brush, gel, EcoStyler gel.
Mm-hmm. We have, like, it's not the industrial size, but it is a healthy, substantial amount of EcoStyler, both of us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then what else? Rapid lotion.
Okay.
That always gets, like, your...
Oh, the blue wrapping lotion?
That's right.
Yeah, that's classic, yeah.
So if you want to do a ponytail, you want to do two braids to the back, you're good.
Yeah. My hair has been out this trip, again, because, like, I didn't have time to go and braid it.
I'm loving these curls.
Because when I get braids, like, I get them all the way down to my ass, and it's, like, an 11-hour process, and I was like, I ain't got time for that shit right now. But no, but I have full-size bottles, which I usually don't carry, but just because of the length of this trip, like, I didn't want to be anywhere, especially, like, overseas and, like, run out. And it's just annoying to, like, go running around wherever you are because I don't have a car this trip looking for, you know, a black hair care supply.
Or you might be paying so much. Like, in Ghana, you would pay so much for hair care products.
Yeah. Oh, no, when I go to Ghana, I take, again, that's another trip where I take, like, my full bottles.
Yeah.
So I don't, like, run out. But here, I've got, like, I've got the big thing of conditioner, mm-hmm. and then I've got my water bottle, so I can do, like, my conditioner water mix. I'm not doing, like, a full whatever.
Yeah.
And I spray that, and then I also have, like, this, like, foaming mousse to keep, like, my curls, like, vibrant or whatever without having to, like, redo my whole hair. And every Sunday, even, like, when I'm at home, but every Sunday, like, I wash my hair and do, like, a full conditioner, comb through, whatever. I have not washed here, but I've done, like, get it wet and condition it so it doesn't, like, knot up, because that's, like, the end of earth. What else is on your list? You have a whole long list.
Leave me in my list alone.
Davida has a whole book. I'm going to take a picture of her, like, book of list of things that she wanted to talk about.
So, I put on here, it, pack your positivity and your patience whenever you're traveling. Ooh,
especially now.
Especially now. I talk about it all the time.
Yeah.
Like, you're not in America, right? So, mm-hmm. you can't expect an American experience wherever you're going.
Yeah.
So, just, expect to be uncomfortable and be okay with it.
Yeah.
Be patient, especially, like, if it's a group trip, just pack your positivity, because, like, your energy is going mm-hmm. to affect the other people on your trip. So just, even if it's a day where you're like, you know what, I'm low energy, I can't do it, just take a day to yourself. Take a beat.
Yeah.
It's all right.
And that's what I do when we go to Ghana, because, yes. like, after I've been on a plane for, like, ever and a day,
yeah.
and I'm, like, have only child tendencies that
you
flare
too.
Sometimes.
You too.
And, like, well, we go on the trip. I do the opening night dinner, and I have enough energy for that.
Yeah.
And then I usually take off, like, the second day. Everyone goes, like, shopping or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I go run off and do something. And then when I come back, I'm good for the rest of the trip.
Yeah.
But I'm very, very aware that I have a large energy presence.
Yeah.
And I'm not mad at anyone. I'm not, like, in a bad mood. Yeah. I'm just not in a mood to be, like, social and whatever. I just need to, like, air out. Literally,
right.
I just need to go air out.
You know, I'm an introvert, like, just yeah. naturally. So it takes a lot for me to be on all the time around people.
Yeah.
But I always have to be cognizant, too, that, like, I'm the hostess, right?
Yeah.
Like, I'm showing these people this country that I love so much, and I have to think about that. So you have to keep your energy high. And if there are times when you're like, you know what, I just can't, which is why my sister, the extrovert of the world, is
Girl.
My partner on these trips.
Mm-hmm.
Mika is like, all right, team, no sleep. Let's go to the club. Let's do
this. We went to the castles. I mean, and it was depressing. It was absolutely depressing.
Yeah.
But we came back. We had, like, what, a four-hour...
Four-hour drive
back to the city. Mm-hmm. And Mika was like, okay, like, you know, disco nap, you know, going headed to the club at 1. And I was like, girl. Yeah.
And I was like, oh, they're not going to make it. Whatever. Oh, 1:30, Mika was dressed downstairs. And they had an epic night.
Yeah, I saw the pictures the next morning because I was asleep. I was like, good night.
They had the hookahs.
Bottles.
You know,
and Mika
so,
knows everyone.
Mika knows
like,
everyone.
Everyone everywhere.
Mika so. Will get you into it. Doesn't matter where you are in the world.
World.
You hit up Mika like, hey, I'm in Jordan. She's like, let me hit up my boy. He'll get you
She
VIP.
Always knows somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody.
I love
somebody
my sister.
Legit, too. Because people be like, oh, I know so and so.
Yeah.
I don't know who that is. Mika. Oh, Mika, yeah. I'm like,
yes.
really? Really?
Yes. Big sis come through.
She does.
So, yes, pack your patience and your positivity.
Okay.
And if there are times when you're like, you know what, I just can't be patient or positive, then just, you know, stay in the room, hang out at the pool, read
yeah.
a book. But, like, don't bring negative energy to, like, spaces where you know you have to interact with other people.
With other people. Don't ruin their trips.
That's right.
Yes.
And even, like, for where we are now, they're like, the air conditioner comes on.
Yes.
From this time to this time.
Yes.
So you might not have air conditioning.
From 6 a.m. to 10 p.m., we don't have air conditioning.
And you
can't no AC right
decide
now.
To complain about it or, you know, pout. Or just know that it's just part of the experience.
Say, get your ass up and walk to the beach.
Leave
Go
the
sit
room.
In the water and cool down.
That's right.
You'll be fine.
That's right. It's all part of your experience.
Exactly.
What else? Oh, have a basic understanding of the culture. Like, just know, are they more conservative?
Yeah.
Can you walk around with your bikini? How do they deal with, like, drinking even? Right? Like, is alcohol accepted in that culture? So just, you know, understanding at least the basics.
Yeah. I've not been anywhere where, like, even, like Morocco, like, they're not a big drinking culture.
Right.
But, like, as an American, if you're at an American hotel or a space that caters to America, like, they're a version of, like, a Times Square.
Yeah.
Like, you can get alcohol.
Yeah.
Usually wine or whatever.
We went to a Drake concert in Dubai.
How'd that go?
It was dry. No drinking, no alcohol. It's a public space.
Yeah.
I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
And I walked in like, oh, we're going to have a cocktail. No, maybe
no, you
you're
won't.
Not.
No, you won't. They do have strong tea, though.
They do have strong tea.
And if you take that tea to the head, which this sounds so bad. Like, to me, she's like an alcoholic. If you take, like, Morocco, if you take that tea, like, straight to the head, you'll get a buzz.
Yeah.
Like, they also smoke a lot, too.
Did I ever tell you about the Drake concert in Dubai?
Yes.
My mom, like,
yes.
Knew.
Yes, I remember that. Well, tell the people. The people don't know.
So, we actually just came back from Kenya. And my mom was taking my little brother to Dubai for spring break. Don't ask. Long story. And she met this guy who was part of Drake's crew. She works for an airline. And they were like, yeah, we're going to Dubai. We have a concert. Come through. So I get home. And my mom is like, yeah, so we're going to Dubai. And, you know, some of Drake's people said that we can come backstage at the concert. I'm like, you lying. But I'm coming anyway.
How does your mother know Drake's people?
They called to book. So his travel agent called and got her on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
So she booked the travel for everyone. And they were like, Mama Elsie, you're great. Da da da. You know, everyone loves her.
Yeah.
And they were like, come to Dubai. We'll take care of you. And she was like, well, I was coming anyway with my son. They were like, we have a concert. Come to the concert. Like, we have bands. Just let us know how many people you're bringing.
That's
my mother, right?
That's where Mika gets it from.
Mika was in the music industry at one point. I was in the music. My mom is the one who's getting us into the concert. So we get to, so I call Mika and I'm like, hey, I'm going to Dubai with Mommy and Justin. Mika was like, oh, I'm coming too. We all just figured it out last minute.
I love it.
So we get to Dubai. I'm like, Mommy, do you really know these people? Like, are you sure we're going to be able to get in? Yeah, they actually, we're staying at the same hotel as everyone.
Mm-hmm.
They come down knocking on the door. Mama Elsie, you here? Oh, all right.
That's hilarious.
So that night. Yeah, she came to the concert with us. She didn't go to the after party because we were like, all right, Mom, it's too much.
That's enough for you. You stay home.
But we got to the concert. They took care of us. Backstage. Pictures with Drake. The whole nine. Right? After party, we go. Still, no alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
We go to the after party. Had an amazing time. The next day, they get boats. We're all on the boat.
I didn't know y'all was on the boat, too.
We're on the boats in Dubai.
I love it.
Oh, my mama's hookup.
Yo, tell your mom about these Usher tickets in Vegas. Tell your mom, like,
she
lives in Atlanta.
Somebody.
I called everyone and their mother. I didn't call your mom.
My mom is,
I forgot to call mama. She would know.
Everybody. Even, I mean, everyone is like, oh, you're Elsie's daughter. I'm like, no. She is my mama.
Yeah.
You're
Elsie's daughter. For all I've gone out and done in the world, and I like to think I've, you know, like,
yeah.
You know, people get the L in my name right,
that's right?
Right? When I'm in D.C., oh,
that's right.
Larry's daughter.
Yes.
Ma'am, I have a whole name. Yes, Larry's daughter.
You gotta put some respect on your parents' name.
Ma'am.
It
in the world.
Doesn't matter who I call in Ghana. They're like, oh, I'll talk to your mother. My mother.
For what? I want to phone
with the business owner.
Exactly. It's my credit card.
I will call Elsie.
Okay. What else?
It's
a long list, y'all.
Culture. If possible, purchase a MiFi kit. Have you heard of the MiFi?
No, it's a MiFi.
So it gives you Wi-Fi out in the market, so you can walk around with it, and it connects you to Wi-Fi.
I usually just get a SIM card.
Oh, even better.
Or wherever I am.
Okay.
Just don't buy it at the airport because it's like triple the price.
It's really expensive.
But yeah, if you wait till you get to like wherever you're staying, even like in a hotel district, it's like double instead of like triple or quadruple.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing doesn't work in the airport. Like it's got to like charge up or do whatever it does.
Because
that happened in Istanbul.
Mm-hmm.
So my mother wanted to put, she wanted me to turn on my tracking devices
Did
on
you?
My phone. No, I offered to.
Okay.
And then like,
it didn't
I was really. Like, this is excessive. That's how the whole started. Like, a post every day. It's like proof of life.
Okay.
It started with Istanbul.
Yes.
So my mom was like, you've lost your mind going to Syria. And I was like.
And you went by yourself?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a trip where you wouldn't have wanted to travel with me. I love architecture.
Yeah.
Istanbul is like an oldest dirt city. The architecture has gone through many different cultures. And like, there's one building. It's been like a mosque, a cathedral,
mm-hmm.
and a synagogue.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, that's just how old it is. It's gone through all of those.
Buff as well.
I love that. I just wanted to go and, like, take pictures of, like, one building for, like, 2.5 hours.
Ooh,
like,
you would have driven me crazy.
Exactly. So that's why I was like, there's some trips, like, I don't even bother inviting people because they won't enjoy it. I got a SIM card at the airport.
Okay.
And I paid, like, a shit ton of money. And it didn't even work for, like, an hour and change. And then, like, I got to my hotel and literally there was, like, Digicel, whatever it was, like, across the street. Actually, started with a V, Vodacel.
Uh-huh.
Across the street.
Vodafone.
Oh, okay.
With the MiFi, up to 6 people can Right? So, like, we can walk around the city. You can connect. I can connect.
Yeah.
Whoever, your laptop can
Are they connect. Expensive?
No, it's, like, $60 for, I think it was, like, 2 weeks.
Oh, it's by time, mm-hmm. not by price. Mm-mm. Or not by data. Because usually it's by data.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
and
a game changer.
You walk around, you can be in the club, like, whatever. You know, not having to worry about your data.
Yeah. Because like, I stay being, like, Wi-Fi?
Yes.
Wi-Fi?
Yes. You won't even have to
TNA ask. Wi-Fi? Mm-hmm.
So, doing the Wi-Fi, what else did I write? Staying at a local boutique as opposed to...
Oh, a chain hotel?
A chain hotel.
I try to avoid chains whenever yeah. I can.
And it's like, chains is comfortable, you know, like if you're at Marriott or something, you yeah. know what kind of service you're going to get. But you really get to live like a local mm-hmm. if you're at like a local boutique. A high-end boutique hotel if you can.
Yeah.
But...
Like, where we're staying now, I mean, it's gorgeous.
It's amazing.
It's the middle of nowhere.
But we feel like we live here. We yeah. feel like locals.
Yeah, we walk around.
The owner, like, her husband makes pasta.
And fish.
And fish.
Sometimes.
When he feels like it.
He hasn't felt like it since we've been here. I was like, sir, can you feel like
we're
homemade
playing
pasta?
With their dogs.
Yes.
Or their dogs are playing with
their dogs are playing with us. Yeah. Or me, sitting under my damn chair at breakfast.
But yeah, you get to experience the culture in a more organic and authentic way.
Agreed. I always try to find like a offbeat. Mm-hmm. I try to avoid like, and nothing against like Marriott's or Hyatt's or whatever.
Well, I mean, love depending. Them for sure. But if you can, and it's like, you know, you get to talk to the owner of the hotel and you're like supporting the local.
Local. I will say this, like I went to one country in particular and it was a lot. Mm-hmm. It was very different than what I'm accustomed to. And I made it 3 days like living like a local. And then I packed up my shit and called home. I didn't even do it myself because the Wi-Fi was bad.
Right.
I called back home and was like, book me a
Y'all
hotel.
Find me
the best hotel on this island
yeah.
and book it. And I'll send you the most before Cash App and all
what
that.
What was the best hotel that they had on the island as far as like chain? Did they have like a
If I tell you
season?
What it was, you'll know what island it was. No, okay. They did not have a Four Seasons. They didn't have a Marriott at the time.
Okay.
They just had a bunch of local hotels. And there was one where like, all the celebrities stayed, but with the conversion rate, it was like $200 a night. And I was like, it was really nice, but I was like, get me out of here.
Yeah.
And I thought I was being like a bougie ass. I was traveling with like two of my friends. And one of the guys was like, I'm staying with D. They went
so
to drop me.
Too,
yeah.
They,
like I was the one who pulled the trigger that, and was like, I can't. Like one of our friends took us home to his homeland.
Yeah.
And where we were staying, it was nice, mm-hmm. but like it has rolling power outages. And the power went out, which means the Wi-Fi was out. So mm-hmm. then I was like writing. It was like freelancing full time at the time. So I couldn't, it was difficult for me to like upload stuff.
Yeah.
And then there was something else. It was just too much. Mm-hmm. Like the second day was like no Wi-Fi and no hot water. I was just like, and no air condition on top of that. And I was hot as shit.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, like y'all think I'm a bougie asshole anyway.
Right.
So I'm just going to invoke my bougie assholeness
yeah.
and I'm going to book the hotel. And so they were like, all right, like, we didn't think you were going to make it this long anyway, Demetria.
Was anyone offended? Like,
no, because he knew. It was
okay.
like, there's okay. no hot water. There's no electricity. Like,
yeah.
I'm at, like, the, oh, that's the other thing. I couldn't charge anything.
Oh, yeah.
So,
no.
like, I couldn't charge my phone. I couldn't charge my, like, laptop. And I was like, this is, it's all too much for me. So he was like, I'm surprised you made it this long. I thought you'd be out, like, day one. And
yeah.
I was like, no, like, I can rough it for like
well,
a couple
see,
days.
Too, like you have to know yourself, right? Like there are some people who are like, "Oh, I like bikepacking and couch surfing." And
yeah.
I'm not a couch surfer.
No, I'm not. No.
I need my space to be cute.
I could do ratchet shit during the day, hood shit, middle of nowhere shit, like
yeah.
reckless, dangerous shit that I probably shouldn't even be here, especially as a tourist, because I don't know like
sure.
the mood and the vibe and whatever. I'll
yeah.
do that, but I'm coming back.
Where I lay my head
yeah. has got to be cute and safe and clean.
The bathroom has to be super clean.
Yeah. It has to be a good bathroom and it has to be like a good bed. Like whatever the situation, it has to be good.
Yeah. Preferably white sheets so I can see everything.
Only sleep on white sheets when I travel.
Yeah.
I only sleep on white sheets at home.
My sister travels with her pillowcase.
I'm mad at her.
Do you travel with anything where you're like, I need my blanket, I need my this, or...
Mm.
No.
I'm pretty good.
Yeah. I like to think I'm pretty, like,
I'm trying to
low
think.
Key.
I'm pretty easy. Like, you see, I've been walking around here. Like, you have to tell me, like, Demetria.
Put your shoes on.
Bring the shoes. At least bring the shoes. But, like, I don't.
Yeah.
I've been literally walking around, like, with a backpack and barefoot
yeah.
and some booty shorts, some denim booty shorts. Comfortable.
I always say, too, I was telling you this. I have little sister syndrome. Like, I pack just whatever. Expecting that the other person I'm traveling with is going to have all the things that I need.
I mean, I have like two bottles of sunscreen and you were like, I'm good. I have more melanin than you. I'm
you
good.
You have the sunscreen. You have the bug spray.
I have the bug spray.
You have the hair products. You have. I always just depend. I'm like, they're going to be more responsible than I am. It's fine.
That's so weird to me, though, because you're like my responsible friend.
In different ways. When I travel with my mom and my sister, I damn near pack nothing.
Oh, I turn my brain off around my mom. Yeah. Like, I don't.
Can I use your toothpaste? Did you bring, like. But, yeah.
Like, my mom always has everything.
I'm normally, like, the responsible friend. So, when I have a chance not to be responsible, I'm like, oh, to hell with it. Yeah. I ain't doing shit.
Like, the situation coming over here, like, my flight was delayed.
Yes.
And I was like, we have a bus to catch, and the bus has to make it to the ferry, because the ferry stopped running. And, like, I'm texting you
freaking
from
out.
The plane. And I was like, in case you don't know, then I'm panicking. And you were like, the Wi-Fi, I'm in the airport. It's a little shoddy. Calm down.
Yeah.
It'll be resolved. Have a safe flight. I'm like, Davida! And I was like, actually, I'm traveling with, like, one of two other people that if there is a crisis.
I'm going to figure it out.
That you'll, like, figure it out. And I was like, I went to sleep on the plane.
No matter what.
Yeah, I was like, Davida will figure it out when we land. Like,
yeah.
We have credit cards and debit cards and, you know, cash and passports. Like, we'll figure this out. Like, worst case scenario, like, we stay in Cancun and we catch another shuttle. And you were like, no, the 4 o'clock shuttle left. They're going to come back and get us at 5. Let's have a drink. You look
Let's
hot.
Let's have a drink. I was like, just happen so that we can have a cocktail
yeah,
before.
Like, leave. You look hot. Let's get a drink. I was like, what?
And then we immediately went into storytelling. Like,
yeah.
Forgot all about the trauma.
Yeah, we were fine.
Yeah.
Because it's what? The guy showed up early.
He did. He came right back for us.
Was it Fernando? Valentino?
Valentino.
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 Yeah. It all so, worked out. All right, is that your list? Have we completed
that
your list?
That is the whole list. Find some alone time if necessary.
Yes.
Early morning journaling. Go by the pool.
You do journal every morning, don't you?
I do journal every morning.
You get
morning.
Up before me.
Yeah, it's a must.
I love it.
It's a way to... I started doing this when I first moved to New York back in 05. But it's a way for me to, like, remember the highs and the lows, but, like, just to be able to go back and read and, like, put myself back in that, like, moment.
Yes.
This is a moment that I want to remember forever.
Yes.
And I can always go back to these journal entries like, oh my God, this was beautiful. This was amazing.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think that's what my dear mom, I mean, I'm like genuinely like proof of life.
Yes.
But also like, you know.
Yeah. Because you recap the full day and you recap it in a beautiful way.
Thank you.
Along with photos and all the things.
Yes.
Yeah.
So my mother wants to know what's going on. I think that's everything. These are the only questions people ask for like travel. They all like overlap.
So, like, they probably read your dear mom and they get all the questions answered as you go along.
Okay.
Yeah.
Alright.
So, it's beautiful.
So, that's that.
Hopefully, this helps people
travel.
Hopefully, it gets them interested in traveling if they're not already.
Where can people find more information about you?
People can find more information about me through the business. So, it's Kate Lynn and Ajwa. That's KateLynnAnd. Ajwa. AdwoA. And that's the website, that's the Instagram, and that's the Facebook.
Come on, Brandon.
That's it, Kate Lynn and Ajwa.
And when's your next trip to Ghana?
My next trip to Ghana is this December 27th through January 3rd. We're going to be going to Afrocella. We're going to be experiencing Ghana in the most beautiful way, the most fun way, the most turnt up way, and the most luxurious way. And then you're going to be traveling with like-minded travelers. I call them the culturally curious travelers.
Travelers. I'm excited.
And Demetria is coming in December.
December, yes. I'm coming on this trip.
And, you know, if you want to come on the KLA Goes to Ghana trip, we still have spaces available. I think I'm going to open up 10 more spaces. You know these Demi family of yours.
They like to travel.
They're going
to
be like, oh, I want to come.
They like to travel. My ladies like, you know... They like luxury.
What do we
they like to
the
live.
Demigods?
They're demigods.
Yeah. They're all your sisters.
They're all my sisters.
I love
they
the
are.
Community that you've built. You have such a beautiful community of black women.
No, they're really dope. Like, I need a neurosurgeon. Three appear. I'm like, where y'all come from?
You, I mean, there's so many
medical
people
school.
Who I know like in real life. And I'm like, Demetria mentioned you on her podcast? You know her?
That's
I'm like,
hilarious.
Y'all don't do that.
Like, don't do that
y'all,
shit.
Come on. Like, stop it.
Like, she's family. Stop that shit. Stop.
Yeah.
Stop.
So, yeah. This was good.
This was great.
This was literally just putting a microphone with our conversations that we have.
Yeah.
24/7.
Pretty much. I don't think I'm going to edit it. I think I'm just going to, like, air it live.
I love it.
We'll see.
I love it.
But we're about to go because we have an appointment at a teepee for fish and champagne.
Fish and champagne. It was
supposed to happen yesterday. We ended up doing, like, lobster and sangria.
Mm-hmm.
Because we couldn't get a teepee. But today...
Which was not a bad
I mean,
alternative.
It's not a bad life. Oh, do you hear the thunder?
and it's rained once.
Yeah.
So I don't even care about the thunder and lightning anymore.
I mean, we'll be in our TP. It's a good life. Thank you, Davita.
Thank you, Demetria.
You're very welcome. Thank you, as always, for tuning in to Ratchet and Respectable. If you need some Ratchet and Respectable in your life between now and the next episode, I don't know what to tell you because I'm on vacation and all I'm posting is underboob, champagne, food. So there won't be any Ratchet and Respectable updates about news and pop culture and blah, blah, blah for a while because I'm on this odyssey for another like 20 some odd days. So tune in next week and follow me on Instagram if you want to follow the odyssey. I think that's everything. If it's not, we'll get to it next time. Talk soon. Okay. Bye.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.